Praise God.
Vamos a orar antes de entrar en la predica.
Let's pray before we go into the message.
Buscando la presencia del Señor, buscando de Él en este momento.
Seeking the presence of God at this moment.
Señor Jesús, te damos primeramente tantas gracias.
Lord, we want to give you special thanks.
Por estar aquí en este momento.
For being here at this moment.
Somos agradecidos.
We are grateful to you, O God.
Nos parece que hemos llegado al final de una carrera bien larga.
Seems like we've reached the end of a very long race.
Pero Señor, hemos vencido en tu nombre.
But Lord, we've overcome in your name.
Señor, te pido que tú guíes este mensaje.
Lord, I ask that you would guide this message.
Que tanto necesitamos escuchar.
That we so desperately need to hear.
Necesitamos escuchar de ti.
We need to hear from you.
Señor, que tus palabras caigan como semillas en nuestro corazón.
Lord, I pray that your words may fall like seeds in our hearts.
Y en nuestra mente.
And in our minds.
Para producir fruto.
So that we can bear fruit.
Producir fruto en tu nombre, Señor.
So that we can bear fruit in your name, O God.
Para poder honrarte y glorificarte, Señor, con nuestras vidas.
So that we may honor you and glorify you with our lives.
Que nuestra iglesia pueda honrarte y glorificarte, Señor.
That our church may honor and glorify you, O God.
Que nuestros hogares y familiares, como familias, podamos honrarte y glorificarte, Señor.
That we can glorify you as families.
Produciendo fruto, Señor.
Bearing much fruit, O God.
Creciendo en ti.
Growing in you.
Desarrollándonos, madurando.
Developing, maturing ourselves in your word, O God.
Gracias te damos nuevamente.
We thank you again.
Espíritu Santo, guíe tú.
Holy Spirit, you be the guide.
En el nombre de Jesús.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Se pueden sentar, mis hermanos.
You may be seated, brother.
Pues, una cosa que yo creo que es importante.
I think one of the things that are, one of the things that is important,
saludable,
healthy,
es reflexionar.
It's to reflect.
En este año,
this year,
en las cosas que han sucedido,
the things that have happened,
las cosas que hemos aprendido,
the things that we've learned,
es importante.
It's important.
Porque si no, nunca aprendemos.
Because if we don't, we never learn. If there's a place where there's a rock, a stone,
y tú pasas por ahí, tropiezas con esa piedra,
and you pass by there and you stumble upon that stone,
pues, si tenemos un poquito de entendimiento,
if we have a little bit of understanding
y reflexionamos,
and we reflect,
bueno, la próxima vez que pase por ahí,
well, the next time you pass by there,
no voy a pasar tan cerca de esa piedra. Hay una piedra ahí.
You're not going to walk so closely to that stone or rock. I'm going to learn and I'm going to, you know, veer off to the left or to the right.
Y así el Señor usa las circunstancias en nuestra vida.
And so the Lord uses circumstances in our lives.
Sean circunstancias buenas o malas,
whether they're good or bad.
En nuestra opinión,
in our opinion. God uses everything
para ayudarnos a crecer,
to help us grow.
Y en lo que reflexionaba acerca del año 2020,
and as I reflected upon the year 2020,
me di cuenta que había obviamente muchos problemas.
I realized that obviously there was a lot of problems.
Bueno, número uno, podemos decir que había varias tormentas en el Atlántico. Nada más en el Atlántico. No le estoy hablando de todas las otras partes y todos los otros océanos.
Number one, there was a lot of storms in the Atlantic.
Había 31.
There were actually 31 storms.
Y creo que
And out of those 31, I think it was 11 or 16 that actually became hurricanes.
And
we know that those hurricanes caused a lot of damage in many places.
Obviamente, la pandemia.
Obviously, the pandemic. And so the pandemic has a lot of roots, and out of the pandemic arose many other problems.
Tenemos problemas raciales.
We see that we have racial problems.
Tensión.
Racial tension.
Hubieron problemas económicos.
We saw economic or financial difficulties.
También había, vaya, hablaron en las noticias, etcétera, de la depresión y la ansiedad que había dentro de nuestra nación y en el mundo.
We saw that the world and the United States specifically had problems with anxiety and depression.
Y también problemas políticos.
And also political problems.
Conflicto, tensión.
A lot of conflict, a lot of tension.
Personas que no están de acuerdo en la cómo ven las cosas políticas y había por eso había tanta tensión.
And so people did not agree politically, and therefore that caused a lot of tension. And sometimes I felt like this cat.
No sé usted, pero yo sí.
I don't know about you, but I did.
Habían problemas personales, no podemos olvidar eso.
You know, people have suffered personal problems. We can't forget that.
En el mes de octubre, que fue un mes bien difícil para mí, para mi familia.
The month of October, which was very difficult for me and my family.
Yo me recuerdo que un día yo me sentía muy agobiada, muy cargada, nada más que la mente estaba pensando y pensando y pensando.
I remember one day I felt so burdened, so troubled, my mind kept racing and thinking.
Y ese día era un jueves.
And that was a Thursday.
Y teníamos.
And I recall that we had a service that Thursday at church. And I remember I had to preach that Thursday. And as I left my house rushing, and I was going to close the door, it comes to mind, I'm forgetting the Bible. Where did I leave the Bible? I left it on top of the bed. I go inside the house. I go to the bed. I pick up the Bible. And as I'm heading towards the door to shut it again, and as I looked, I see the Bible in my hands. It wasn't a Bible. It was the hair dryer.
Y yo dije, that's it, ya, me volví loca.
And I said to myself, that's it, I'm going crazy.
Señor, me tienes que usar así media loca y todo allá en la iglesia.
Lord, you're going to have to use me all this, all crazy as I am tonight at church.
Pero hubieron problemas, que cosas que nos preocupaban, o eran enfermedades, o eran situaciones dentro de nuestra propia familia, otras familias. Como se recuerda, oramos mucho por Diana, cuando Diana estuvo en el hospital y con todo lo que sucedió. Había mucha preocupación en este año.
There was many troubles this year, personal problems. We lost our sister Diana. The church was praying for her, and we continued praying for her.
Tenemos también problemas por causa del aislamiento.
We saw many problems due to isolation. And the same students I work with at school.
Cuando estuvimos varios meses que estuvimos en Zoom,
we were many months on Zoom.
Los mismos estudiantes estaban teniendo problemas emocionales.
Students were going through emotional turmoil
por causa del aislamiento.
Because of the isolation.
Tuvimos los incendios en Australia y California.
We had the forest fires in Australia and California.
Tuvimos el volcán en las Filipinas.
We had the volcano in the Philippines that erupted.
Los disturbios en Hong Kong.
The riots in Hong Kong.
Y la tensión con Irán.
And the political tension with Iran.
Y devastación en Honduras y Nicaragua.
Finally, the devastation in Honduras and Nicaragua.
Y obviamente estos no son todos los problemas.
And obviously, these are not all the problems.
Pero creo que son algunos de los grandecitos que tuvimos que tratar en este año.
But I think these were some of the major ones that we dealt with this past year.
Y si no parecías al otro gato, a lo mejor te pareces a él.
And if you didn't look like the other cat, well, maybe you look like this one.
Yo creo que yo me parezco más a
este. I think I look more like this one.
Pero el punto es,
but the point is,
yo no sé si ustedes se recuerdan que al principio de este año nosotros tuvimos una serie de mensajes.
I don't know if you recall, but at the beginning of the year we had a series of messages
que trataban con la visión.
That dealt with vision. Do you recall that?
Que se llamaba Visión 2020 porque empezábamos el año 20.
It was titled 2020 Vision because we were indeed initiating the year 2020.
Y una de las cosas que enfatizamos era la importancia de poder ver espiritualmente.
And one of the things we emphasized was the ability to see things spiritually.
Y en lo que yo meditaba acerca de esto,
and as I meditated upon this,
yo dije, bueno, Señor, háblanos en esta noche, enséñanos acerca de la ceguera espiritual.
And I said to myself, Lord, speak to us about spiritual blindness.
Entramos en el año 2020 realmente con nuestra visión espiritual.
Did we initiate 2020 with our spiritual vision?
En lo que empezaba la pandemia y todos los problemas y todas las situaciones que todavía estamos tratando.
As the pandemic began and all the issues that we're still dealing with.
¿Qué fueron nuestras actitudes?
What were our attitudes like?
¿Cuáles fueron nuestros pensamientos?
What were our thoughts?
¿Cuáles eran las cosas que nos pasaban por la mente en lo que pasaba día tras día? Los distintos problemas, ¿cómo los confrontábamos?
What were our thoughts like? How were we confronting the problems as days went by?
Teníamos esa habilidad de poder ver más allá espiritualmente, o estábamos cerrados.
Did we have the ability to see things in a future, spiritually speaking, or were we closed-minded?
La palabra de Dios nos dice en Proverbios,
the word of God tells us in Proverbs 16:2,
todos los caminos del hombre son limpios en su propia opinión, pero Jehová pesa los espíritus.
It says people may be pure in their own eyes, but the Lord examines their motives.
Y quiero leerlo en la Nueva Traducción Viviente porque creo que un poquito más clara la traducción.
And the NLT is a little bit more clearer, so I want to read it again.
La gente puede considerarse pura según su propia opinión, pero el Señor examina sus intenciones.
Again, it says people may be pure in their own eyes, but the Lord examines their motives.
Así que nosotros podemos mirar nuestras acciones este año.
And so we can look at our actions this year.
Y a lo mejor decimos, bueno, yo reaccioné bastante bien considerando las circunstancias.
And you might say to yourself, well, I reacted, you know, pretty well despite the circumstances.
Nosotros tenemos una opinión de cómo nosotros hacemos las cosas y cómo nosotros tratamos las cosas.
We have an opinion on how we do things and how we respond to certain things.
En nuestra propia vida.
But that's in our own sight, in our viewpoint.
El Señor es el que examina.
But the Lord examines.
El Señor es el que mira el corazón y las intenciones.
The Lord is the one who looks at the intentions, the motives, and the heart.
Así que vamos a recordar algunos de los puntos que hicimos al principio de este año, porque queremos que sea una lección que no nos se nos olvide.
So let's recall the different points that we spoke about at the beginning of this year, because we don't want to forget these.
Y lo vamos a hacer
And we're going to give ourselves an eye evaluation or a vision evaluation. And I think we're going to recall this.
¿Se recuerdan de las dos mesas?
Do you recall the two tables?
¿Se recuerdan que hablamos de que parecen diferente las dos mesas?
We spoke about the fact that these tables look different.
Mas, sin embargo,
however,
son igual.
They are the same. The top part of the tables are actually the same.
Entonces, vamos a mirar un pequeño video,
and so we're going to watch a short video in English
que explica esto.
That explains this. Sometimes there's areas in our lives that we cannot see. We think they're a certain way, but they're not. It's like when you're driving your car, there's points on the side of your car that we call blind spots. And if there's a car in these areas, we cannot see it.
Son peligros que no podemos ver.
These are dangers that we cannot see.
Quizás hay cosas en nuestra vida.
Perhaps there's things in our lives
que Dios está tratando con ellas.
And God is dealing with them.
En este año en particular.
And in this particular year.
Pero nosotros no, quizás lo hemos visto.
But perhaps we haven't seen those things.
Así que es tiempo de.
And so I think it's time to deal with those blind spots in our lives.
Si este año nos ha enseñado algo,
if this year has taught us something,
tenemos que depender más de Dios más que nunca.
I think we have to depend on God more than ever.
Tenemos que tener mucho cuidado con nuestra vida espiritual.
We must be very careful with our spiritual life. And we have to be focused and be intentional about growing.
Pero tenemos que tratar, parte de eso es tratar con esos puntos ciegos en nuestra vida.
And part of that is dealing with those blind spots in our lives.
Entonces, la pregunta que quiero que vayan pensando,
and so the question that I want you to think about,
¿qué impide que podamos ver?
What hinders you from seeing? What is hindering from you allowing you to see? Spiritually speaking. Think about that. Think about that, and we're gonna see a story.
Vamos a abrir nuestras Biblias en el libro de Números.
In Numbers 22.
Números capítulo 22.
Numbers 22. And I want to give you a little background information.
Llega a la historia un hombre que se llama Balaam.
And so we find in the story a man named Balaam.
Y Balaam, no sabemos mucho de él.
And we don't know much about Balaam.
No sabemos su historia.
We don't know much about his story.
Sí sabemos que es un profeta de Dios.
But we do know that he's a prophet of God.
Y sabemos que los israelitas,
and we know that the Israelites,
la gente le tiene miedo a los israelitas.
You know, people fear the Israelites at this point.
Los otros pueblos le tienen miedo.
The other nations are fearful of them.
Y aquí hay un rey de Moab.
And we have here Moab's king.
Y también Balak, hijo de Zippor.
Balak, son of Zippor.
Es el rey.
The king.
Y él está muy preocupado.
And he is very concerned.
Él está muy preocupado que esos israelitas están ahí.
He's concerned that these Israelites are there. And since he knows that Balaam is a man of God,
él quiere que Balaam lo maldiga.
He wants Balaam to curse them.
Él manda un grupo de ancianos con todo tipo de regalos y bienes.
He sends a group of elders with all kinds of gifts and good things. That group of messengers,
verse 5, maldíceme este pueblo porque es más fuerte que yo, quizás yo pueda herirlo y echarlo de la tierra, pues yo sé que el que tú bendigas será bendito y el que tú maldigas será maldito.
So Balak, king of Moab, sent messengers to Balaam, son of Beor, who was living in his native land of Pethor near the Euphrates. His messenger said, look at the vast horde of people has arrived from Egypt. They cover the face of the earth and are threatening me. Please come and curse these people for me because they are too powerful for me. Then perhaps I will be able to conquer them and drive them from the land. I know the blessings fall on any people you bless and curses fall on people you curse. And so Balaam responds wisely. And he says to them, look, remain here.
Yo voy a hablar con Dios.
I'm going to speak with God
a ver qué él me dice.
To see what he says.
Y Dios le responde, no vayas.
And the Lord responds to him and says, do not go.
Eso se encuentra en el versículo 12.
That's in verse 12.
Entonces dijo Dios a Balaam, no vayas con ellos, ni maldigas al pueblo porque bendito es.
Says, but God told Balaam, do not go with them. You are not to curse these people, for they have been blessed.
Y en este momento, todo está bien con Balaam.
And so everything is well at this point with Balaam.
Se van estas personas, estos mensajeros,
these people leave.
Y le dan la respuesta de Balaam al rey.
And so they send the Balaam's response to the king.
Pero el rey no va a ser.
But the king is not having it. He's not accepting them. And so he sends another group and he offers even more gifts to Balaam. And so in verse 15 it says, says then Balak tried again. This time he sent a larger number, even more distinguished officials than those he had sent. They went to Balaam and delivered this message to him.
Así dice Balak, hijo de Zippor, te ruego que no dejes de venir a mí, porque sin duda te honraré mucho y haré todo lo que me digas. Ven pues ahora.
Says, this is what Balak, son of Zippor, said. Please don't let anything stop you from coming to help me. I will pay you very well and do whatever you tell me. Just come and curse these people for me.
Que un rey te diga, haré todo lo que me
king tells you, I'll do whatever you tell me.
Que te ofrezca todo tipo de bienes.
If he offers you all types of goods.
Y Balaam me dice, no, no, no.
Balaam says,
no puedo aceptar esto.
I can't accept this.
Dios me ha dicho que no.
God has told me not to. But remain here tonight. Remain here tonight. And I'm going to speak with God again. And here we see where there's something in Balaam's heart that is not right. I don't know if he realizes that he's being seduced by power, by goods, by wealth.
Pero cuando Balaam va a hablar otra vez con Dios,
but when Balaam goes to speak with God again,
vemos la respuesta de Dios en el versículo 20,
we see God's response in verse 20.
Que le dice, si vinieron para llamarte estos hombres, levántate y vete con ellos, pero harás lo que yo te diga.
That night God came to Balaam and told him, since these men have come for you, get up and go with them, but do only what I tell you to do. Just to give you a point of reference, I don't know if you've had that experience where your mom told you there was something you could not do. And you keep telling mom, but I want to look, but this and that and... And mom says, okay, it's fine.
Pero vas a hacer lo que yo te digo.
But you're going to do what I tell you to do.
Y es bien claro que hay ciertos parameters.
And the parameters, we see that there's parameters here.
Dios no estaba contento con esta situación.
God was not happy with this situation.
Pero él estaba tratando con la vida de Balaam.
But he was dealing with Balaam's life. And this story is for us as well.
Porque sale Balaam,
because Balaam leaves.
Y él tiene, el asna.
And so he has his donkey.
Y dice la palabra aquí en el versículo 22,
and the word of God says in verse 22.
La ira de Dios se encendió porque él iba.
But God was angry that Balaam was going.
Y el
So he sent the angel of the Lord to stand in the road
por adversario suyo,
to block his way.
Iba pues él montado sobre su asna y con él dos criados suyos.
As Balaam and two servants were riding along.
Así que él va sobre el asna y el ángel de Jehová está en el camino y luce.
And so Balaam is riding his donkey with his two servants, and the angel of God stands before him on the road, and things seem a little dangerous for Balaam here.
Versículo 23.
Verse 23.
Y el asna vio.
Say with me, Balaam's donkey saw.
El asna vio.
The donkey saw. Balaam's donkey saw the angel of the Lord standing in the road with a drawn sword in his hand.
E iba por el campo. Entonces azotó Balaam el asna para hacerla volver al camino.
So the donkey So the donkey bolted off the road into a field, but Balaam beat it and turned it back onto the road.
Así que
so the donkey sees.
El animal, ¿qué es lo que nosotros pensamos de un asna?
What do we usually think of a donkey? That is not very bright. Stubborn. He's an animal, a beast. We tend to think that human beings are more intelligent than an animal. But who has a spiritual vision here? The donkey. Balaam, the prophet of God, the one who should have the spiritual vision, does not. He doesn't see the angel of God with the sword who's ready to strike him. The donkey, since he sees it, he takes another way. And Balaam, since he's so stubborn, he begins to beat the poor animal so that he can return to the way. He doesn't realize that the donkey is acting on his behalf, that he's saving his life. Says, then the angel of the Lord stood at a place where the road narrowed between two vineyard walls. When the donkey saw the angel of the Lord, it tried to squeeze by and crushed Balaam's foot against the wall. So Balaam beat the donkey again. Verse 26, then the angel of the Lord moved further down the road and stood in a place too narrow for the donkey to get by at all. This time when the donkey saw the angel, it laid down under Balaam. In a fit of rage, Balaam beat the animal again with his staff. At this point, there's no other way. If they keep going, they're going to go where the angel of the Lord is at. And so the donkey says, well, I'm going to lay here. I'm going to sit.
No voy a seguir.
I'm not going to continue.
De nuevo, ¿quién tiene la vista espiritual?
Again, who has a spiritual vision here?
El asna.
The donkey. Balaam, the prophet, has no idea. The only thing he does is to get more angry and angrier and angrier.
Y le da al asna.
And he beats the animal.
Ahora aquí, versículo 28 dice, entonces Jehová abrió la boca del asna, la cual dijo a Balaam, me encanta esta parte en la historia, me encanta.
I love this part of the story. Because this is a moment where Balaam must wake up. If the donkey was Cuban, he would have said, hey man, what's wrong with you? Let me go. Says, what have I done to you that deserves your beating me three times? And you know, the donkey even knows how to count. And so Balaam responded to the donkey, you have made me look like a fool. If I had a sword with me, I would kill you.
Ahora, una cosa que quiero que ustedes se fijen en esto.
But I want you to notice one thing here.
Si un animal le habla a ustedes, ¿cómo ustedes actuarían?
If an animal speaks to you, how would you respond to that?
Yo salgo corriendo.
I would, you know, flee.
Doy un salto.
I would jump. But we don't see that normal reaction from Balaam.
Yo creo que está tan enojado.
I think he's so angry.
Está tan envuelto en esta situación.
He's so immersed in this situation
que su vista espiritual
that his spiritual vision
está totalmente destruida.
Is totally destroyed.
Que un animal, las cosas que te deben de llamar la atención,
the
son
things
claras.
And the things that should draw your attention that are strange, he's not reacting to these things. He's not reacting. And so they have a conversation. Balaam says he wants to kill the poor donkey. Balaam, I am the donkey you have ridden all your life, the donkey answered. Have I ever done anything like this before? No, Balaam admitted.
Así que hasta tiene una habilidad así el alma de tiene la razón.
And so we see that the donkey has the ability to reason. And he has the ability to reason and talk to Balaam and tell him, don't you know me? I'm the same one that has always been with you. Don't you realize that I'm acting a bit strange? Something is happening. Now you're acting, you know, like if you don't know what's going on, you're in another world. Like if you don't know what's happening here. Then the Lord opened Balaam's eyes, and he saw the angel of the Lord standing in the roadway with a drawn sword in his hand. Balaam bowed his head and fell face down on the ground before him.
Y el ángel de Jehová le dijo, ¿por qué has azotado tu asna estas tres veces? He aquí, yo he salido para resistirte, porque tu camino es perverso delante de mí.
Why did you beat your donkey those three times? The angel of the Lord demanded. Look, I have come to block your way because you are stubbornly resisting me.
El asna me ha visto y se ha apartado luego de delante de mí estas tres veces. Y si de mí no se hubiera apartado, yo también ahora te mataría a ti y a ella dejaría viva.
Three times the donkey saw me and shied away. Otherwise, I would certainly have killed you by now and spared the donkey.
¿Se fija quién mataría el ángel de Jehová y quién deja vivo?
Do you notice who the angel of the Lord would have killed and who he would have spared?
El asna hubiera seguido vivo.
The donkey would have been spared.
Pero ahí, el que parece que no era muy inteligente,
but the one that doesn't seem too bright and he was stubborn,
que quería ir a maldecir, era su plan, ir a maldecir a los israelitas para poder ganar todo
And his plan was to go curse the Israelites, to obtain all these things that he thought. Do you think God did not know that? Do you think that God did not know what was in Balaam's heart, God's prophet? If we look at 2 Peter chapter 2, 15 and 16,
nos dice aquí, what, han dejado el camino recto y se han extraviado siguiendo el camino de quién? De Balaam, hijo de Beor, el cual amó, ¿cuál premio? El premio de la maldad, y fue reprendido por su iniquidad, pues una muda bestia de carga, hablando con voz de hombre, refrenó la locura del profeta.
Says, they have wandered off the right road and followed the footsteps of Balaam, son of Beor, who loved to earn money by doing wrong. But Balaam was stopped from this mad course when his donkey rebuked him with a human voice.
Hermano, en este año,
brethren, this year
que hemos pasado,
that has passed,
y yo escucho que muchas personas hablan, ay, qué año más horrible, más horrible, más horrible.
And I hear many people saying, this has been a horrible, horrible year. And I'm not telling you that it hasn't been difficult. I know it has been. It has been very difficult. Filled with trials. But in the midst of those trials, God is demonstrating, showing us things from our own character. Things that he wants to purify. Things that we don't realize we have because we have that spiritual blindness. And we must ask the Lord, Lord, open my spiritual eyes. Lord, because I don't want to have these same problems in my character, in my spiritual life. The blind spots. Do you recall the question I asked at the beginning? What is hindering you from being able to see? In this story, through Balaam, we realize that we have a battle with our pride. When God told Balaam the first time, he said to him, no. That's the response. Accept it. But in our arrogance as humans, we want certain things. And we throw a tantrum. Throw a tantrum in our pride, and that's part of Balaam's problem, part of the reason why he cannot see the angel, part of it is his arrogance. Another thing is his need for him to be independent.
Hacer estas decisiones.
Make these decisions.
Si es profeta de Dios,
if he's a prophet of God,
que actúe como un profeta de Dios.
May he act like a prophet of God.
Oye, cuántos problemas.
How many problems
nosotros tenemos.
Do we have?
Porque no, nosotros no nos sometemos.
Because we don't submit
a la voluntad de Dios.
To God's will.
¿Cuántos problemas?
How many problems?
Porque no queremos aceptar, queremos lo que queremos.
Because we don't want to accept that what we want is what we want.
Y finalmente estamos como encerrados en el reino del yo.
And so we don't realize that we are enclosed in the kingdom of me, my kingdom.
Hemos hablado muchas veces del reino de Dios.
We've spoken many times about the kingdom of God
y el reino del yo.
And the kingdom of me, of I.
Tenemos que hacer una decisión,
and we must make a decision, brethren.
¿A dónde vamos a vivir?
Where are we going to dwell?
¿En qué reino nos vamos a someter y nos vamos a rendir?
To what kingdom are we going to submit ourselves to? Because sometimes I feel like that we like being in this kingdom here.
Ay, yo me someto al Señor.
Lord, I submit myself to you.
Yo me rindo todo a él.
I surrender all to you.
Pero hay días que nos gusta estar por acá.
But there's days that we like to go on the other.
Nos gusta estar en el reino del yo.
And we enjoy ourselves in the kingdom of me.
Donde el que está sentado en el trono,
where the person who is seated on that throne is you, is me. We must make a decision, brethren.
El mundo necesita que la iglesia, que el pueblo de Dios, aquellos escogidos que somos nosotros,
the world needs that the people of God, the chosen people of God,
hagamos una decisión de que si vamos a vivir por Cristo,
the world needs that we make a decision that if we're going to live by Christ,
que lo hagamos,
that we do so
todos los días,
on a daily basis. At all times.
No cuando es conveniente.
Not when it's convenient.
No cuando es fácil.
Not when it's easy.
Pero aún en esos momentos duros y difíciles.
But even when we.
Y de prueba.
But even in difficult moments, in moments of trial and tribulation.
Y finalmente tenemos que tener cuidado porque el reino del mundo.
And finally, we must be careful because the kingdom of this earth. Wants to seduce us
con las cosas y los bienes de este mundo.
With all the earthly riches,
como si tuvieran valor.
As if they had any value at all. One thing that you come to realize when a loved one leaves this world,
las cosas de este mundo son temporales.
Is that things of this world are transient. And you cannot take anything.
Esa es la realidad.
That's reality.
Esto que vemos,
all these things that we see.
Es bueno tener trabajo, es bueno
it's good
tener
to have a job.
Dinero,
it's good to have money.
Cosas,
it's good to be able to purchase things.
Pero cuando eso es tu vida,
but when that becomes your life.
Cuando esa es tu prioridad,
when that becomes your priority. And I see this in immigrants
que vienen de la pobreza,
that come from poor countries
y el enfoque de ellos de repente es,
and their focus all of a sudden becomes to obtain all these things.
Y tenemos que tener cuidado.
And I think we must be careful.
Tenemos que tener cuidado porque como Balaam,
because just like Balaam,
nos pueden seducir.
These things can seduce us.
Y pueda suceder a los que han vivido aquí por mucho.
And it can happen to people who have lived here for many years. It can happen to anyone.
Porque la fuerza,
because the attraction, the force,
la atracción de las cosas de este mundo es fuerte.
The attraction of the earthly things is very powerful.
La vista espiritual nos lleva a la fe y a la obediencia.
Spiritual vision leads us to faith and obedience.
Y unas palabras, vaya, importantes de parte de Bonhoeffer, un pastor del cual creo que le ha hablado usted, que era un pastor alemán.
I want to share with you some words from a German pastor, Bonhoeffer, which I've spoken about on several occasions.
de su libro El Costo del Discipulado.
From his book The Cost of Discipleship.
Dice, cuando Dios llama a una persona,
it says when God calls a person,
él le pide que venga y muera.
He requests that person come and die. I'm going to repeat it again. When God calls a person, he requests that he come and die. That's the cost. And we sometimes have a fear of surrendering it all. But when we do surrender all, is when we truly see
el valor,
the value of what the kingdom of God is. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 17 and 18. Tells us about how spiritual vision is a gift from God.
No es algo que nosotros producimos.
It's not something that we produce.
Es algo que proviene de Dios.
It's something that comes from God.
Y nos dice para que el Dios de nuestro Señor Jesucristo, el Padre de Gloria, os dé espíritu de sabiduría y de revelación en el conocimiento de Él. Alumbrando los ojos de vuestro entendimiento para que sepáis cuál es la esperanza a que Él os ha llamado y cuáles las riquezas de la gloria de su herencia en los santos.
It says, asking God, the glorious Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, to give you spiritual wisdom and insight so that you might grow in your knowledge of God. I pray that your hearts will be flooded with the light so that you can understand the confident hope he has given us to those he called his holy people who are rich and glorious inheritance. So what is this spiritual vision that we need? What must we understand? Micah 6:8 says,
Jehová de ti, solamente hacer justicia, amar misericordia, y humillarte ante tu Dios.
Says, O people, the Lord has told you what is good, and this is what he requires of you, to do what is right, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God.
No hay lugar para arrogancia.
There's no room for pride.
No hay lugar para.
There's no room for tantrums.
No hay lugar para ser cabeciduro.
There's no room for stubbornness.
No hay lugar para estar en el reino y no hay tiempo para perder en el reino del yo.
There's no time to lose in the kingdom of I.
Aquí está claro.
It's very clear here.
Lo que Dios demanda de nosotros.
What God demands of us. And the challenge that we have before us this year is that we will learn. Let's learn.
Vamos a pedirle a Dios.
Let's ask the Lord
que nos abra los ojos espirituales,
that he would open up our spiritual vision,
que podamos ver esas áreas,
that we may see those areas,
de nuestra vida que tenemos que rendirle a él,
those areas in our lives that we must surrender to him. That we must put our pride aside.
Que podamos poner a un lado ese yo.
That we may place that I to the side.
Que quiere manejar nuestra vida.
That wants to drive our lives.
Y ustedes se dan cuenta que cuando ese yo está en control.
And I don't know if you notice, but when that I is in control,
acaba.
It messes up everything.
Pidámosle a Dios vista espiritual.
ask the Lord for spiritual vision. Because people are walking around like if 2021 is going to be so marvelous. You know what? There's going to be problems. And there's going to be challenges. And there's going to be affliction. Just like every year. But we have Christ who is walking with us on a daily basis and at all times. I want to walk humbly. I want to love justice. I want to love mercy. I want there to be a change in my life this year. I want to surrender every day more to Jesus. And I want him to operate with liberty in my life so I can minister to others. Allow me to see, O Lord. Let's rise.
Señor, te damos gracias por tu palabra y por el reto que tenemos delante de nosotros. Porque tú nos das, Señor, las herramientas, tú nos das las palabras, tú nos das el entendimiento, tú nos das la sabiduría, tú eres el que alumbra en nuestros ojos, Señor. Cuando nosotros nos ponemos en tus manos, podemos entender cosas que no entendíamos antes. Podemos ver cosas que no podíamos ver antes, Señor. Queremos, te pedimos que tú abras nuestros ojos espirituales. Este año 2020 ha sido un año difícil, pero tú has estado número uno con nosotros cada día. Y te damos gracias, Señor, por esa fuerza. Y te damos gracias, Señor, porque tú nos has ayudado aún en esos momentos que no podemos ver. Quizás momentos en cuales somos necios y estamos encerrados en nuestros propios pensamientos. Pero, Señor, queremos entregarnos a ti. Queremos que tú transformes este corazón, que tú transformes esta mente, Señor. Cada día, Padre, queremos ser la gente que tú nos has llamado a ser, pueblo escogido, real sacerdocio. Hemos sido hechos a tu imagen. Ayúdanos a actuar y vivir cada día sometidos a ti, Padre, para poder ver y entregarte todo lo que tengamos que entregar.